As usual, the Sitka Superior Courtroom was standing room only, packed with friends of 28-year-old Allie Clayton, who was killed early in the morning of May 6th in her apartment. Her City Hall co-worker and boyfriend of just 2 months, Ruben Yerkes, turned himself into the Sitka Police Department later the same morning, admitting to the crime. Nevertheless, Yerkes wants to proceed to trial.
He'd enter not guilty pleas to all three counts and ask you to set dates for judgment.
That's the voice of Sitka Public Defender Jude Pate, who represents Yerkes. Last week, a Juneau grand jury indicted Yerkes on one count of first-degree murder and two counts of second-degree murder. Ordinarily, the state has 120 days to try a defendant. Pate, however, asked for more time. The state is testing DNA and ballistics evidence collected at the crime scene, and the defense wants to obtain its own analysis after the state is finished. Juneau Assistant District Attorney Angie Kemp believed it would be a while.
I would say probably realistically with including DNA testing and the time frame that we're on, I would say that those items probably early fall, late August.
Consequently, Pate asked for a trial date in October or November, but Superior Court Judge David George considered October to be unreliable, and he would be absent in November. In order to avoid running into the holidays, George set a trial date for Wednesday, January 3rd. Pate advised the court to set aside at least 2 full weeks to try the case. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.